Unit 1. Recording 2.
Hello there. I'm Sue Simpson. Welcome to my weekly podcast, Innovation Fascination, where my guests and I share our passion for innovation. First, you're going to hear about a clever invention that keeps medicine safely refrigerated. Then, an innovative program that digitizes and saves very large documents. And finally, a cool new type of lamp for your bike. So, with me today are business analyst Tom Farrell and journalist Priya Singh. You're both very welcome to the program.
Happy to be here, Sue.
Yes, hi. Thank you for inviting us.
I'm really looking forward to hearing more about the innovations and inventions you're excited about these days. Priya, should we start with you?
Of course, Sue. As you already mentioned, my chosen innovation is a development in the field of science. It's about medicine that stops people from getting specific diseases.
Oh, you're talking about vaccines, right?
Yes, vaccines. You might be aware that most vaccines require refrigeration. They have to be kept at temperatures between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius, otherwise they can no longer be used.
Why is that? Is it because they become ineffective?
Yes, that's right. It's not an issue in industrialized countries, but in developing nations or in war-torn or rural regions where power outages are a common problem, it is. Especially while the vaccines are being transported. In fact, did you know that half of vaccines are wasted in the very places where they are needed the most?
That's terrible. But doesn't someone regularly check the thermometers and record the data in a log?
Yes, but that's not a reliable system for a variety of reasons, one of which being human error.
Of course. So how does your chosen innovation play a part in this?
Well, a company called NextLeaf has come up with a device called ColdTrace. ColdTrace wirelessly monitors the temperature of vaccine refrigerators in rural clinics and health centers and sends the data to key personnel by text message if there's a problem.
Amazing. But hang on, sorry. Wouldn't ColdTrace just stop working if there was a power cut?
Good question. But the answer is no. Because it's got a long life battery which continues to operate even when there's a power outage. ColdTrace can run on a battery for 3 days.
That's tremendous. What an excellent innovation. Thanks, Priya. How about you, Tom? Tell us about your innovation fascination.
Sure. It's a brilliant innovation in the construction industry. A woman called Tracy Young, a project engineer, was working on a new hospital in California some years ago, and she decided to do something about a great inconvenience in the building process, which it seems everyone else had simply been putting up with for decades.
Oh, what was it?
Well, every time she went on site to do quality control inspections, she had to carry well over 20 kilograms of paperwork.
Wow, that's crazy. Why so much?
Blueprints. You know, the technical drawings go through many different versions when a new building is being designed. And Tracy was required to carry each and every one of them around. It's just how things have always been done.
So, what was her innovation?
She co-founded a company which developed software called PlanGrid that can store blueprints electronically. They can be read and updated as necessary. So now, people can go on to building sites just carrying a laptop instead of huge stacks of paper.
I can't believe no one thought of that before.
I know, but it wasn't as easy to accomplish as it might seem. I mean, initially, PlanGrid tried loading PDFs onto an iPad, but the system kept crashing because these documents are incredibly complex and absolutely enormous. But once PlanGrid successfully managed to digitize the blueprints, well, it was a game changer in the industry. It's being used all over the world now.
Wonderful. Now, tell me, have you heard of the 00 bicycle light?
I don't think so.
No.
It's a clever innovation by Paul Coxedge.
Oh, the London-based designer.
Yes, he's a designer and inventor. When his bicycle lights kept getting stolen, he came up with an idea for lights that you can attach and then easily detach when you lock up your bike in a public place. I'm a cyclist myself, and I love this invention.
Aren't they awkward to carry around?
No, not at all. They fit in your pocket, or you can even run your bike lock through the centre of the lights, hence the name 00.
But if they're that small, are they still powerful enough?
Yeah, absolutely. They're circular, and there are LED lights dotted all around, so the front light is bright, but not harsh like many traditional bicycle lamps.
Simple but effective.
Indeed. So, there you have it. Another three examples of useful innovations improving people's lives today. I hope you've all enjoyed the programme. And I'd like to thank my two guests, Priya Singh and Tom Farrell.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks.
Do join me for the next Fascination Innovation. Goodbye.